At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I think we assumed every town had some kind of rule about when it's okay to start this.
Oh.
Every single morning.
Yeah. Like an ordinance.
Yeah. But we assumed wrong.
Oh, really?
And when every place in the greater Rochester area has really dumb regulations to make certain people happy, like the most ridiculous rules you've ever heard of, it seems that these places are really playing with fire, not giving people any kind of guidance on this.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tell me if you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Sunday morning.
Yep.
You're lying in bed, deep in slumber on a day off, and then you hear it.
What's that? Oh, your mom's work in the neighborhood?
It's my birthday, man.
No days off.
Someone in your neighborhood is up bright and early mowing their lawn.
Getting after it.
And you roll over and you check your phone to see what time it is and decide if this person is a dick mowing too early. Now, Tommy, we thought every community in the greater Rochester area had some kind of a rule about when you can start.
Yeah, standard time.
Okay, so in the city, it's 8 a.m.
Right.
Arondacoit gives you one more hour of sleep. They have a 9 a.m. mowing start.
Okay, wow.
Which, sidebar, that really has to piss off all the old Italians.
Oh, you wait, because they've been up since 4.
Greece, they get down to business earlier. They're an 8 a.m. town.
That's a loud town to begin with. The people are loud.
Well, even the lawnmowers sound different in Greece.
Yes.
That just sounds like a regular lawnmower.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. What time, Tommy, would you guess Brighton says is too early to mow?
So that's a high-end, tight town.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to say they are at 9 bells.
They're at 9. Kimmy, you want to guess?
Oh, I thought you just said they are at 9.
Oh, no, I'm asking. They're at 9. What do you want? You want to take a shot?
I'll go 10.
10 o'clock?
10.
Yeah.
Well, you're both wrong. Because according to a story in the Democrat and Chronicle, they do not have a too early to mow law.
So there's no ordinance.
There is no limit.
There is no specific ordinance related to lawn care.
So you could be out there at 4 or 5 a.m. doing your thing?
Okay,
tractor's got headlights.
It says tractor's got headlights. Shut up. Yeah. By the way, whoever put headlights on those riding mowers should burn in hell. All it says in the town's charter or whatever rules, quote, the creation of any unreasonably loud, disturbing, and unnecessary noise is prohibited.
So it's a judgment call then.
I guess, and it doesn't say anything about time.
Right.
But it turns out that Brighton's not the only town that doesn't have one. The only law on the books in Henrietta says, and I quote, you can't use any motor-driven vehicle, including lawnmowers, without an adequate muffler.
All right, so it just has to not be too loud,
yeah,
and you can turn it on anytime.
Yeah, but nothing about time. Are these towns crazy?
Probably easier to enforce it that way, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to enforce. Yeah, it's easier to enforce because there's nothing to enforce. You like this idea?
Well, I like starting early.
What's early?
I would love 7.
Shut your whore mouth. 7 o'clock in the morning?
Because I always figure once I hear like trucks rumbling around and the trains going and blowing their horns, I'm up.
What train is blowing their horn at 7 o'clock in the morning?
They blow.
They blow?
Oh, yeah. They're blowing hard.
You talking about the ED Express? All right. 252 WCMF. 252-9263. If Monroe County were to make a universal mow and lawn care start time, Kimmy, what time should that be?
Start time.
In Monroe County, you are allowed to start making this noise and mowing at?
I would say you can't go any earlier than 8 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand why people may have to be up and doing things around 8 a.m.
Why?
I don't know. There are people that work on the weekends. There are mowing services and things like that that come around. They probably have to start at a certain time to get everything done.
Okay. Right? Not my problem. If that's the case, why not 5?
They
could add more clients. They start at 5 o'clock in the morning. The answer is 9 o'clock.
The answer is always
9 o'clock.
Half the morning's gone,
Look, man. Shut up.
Now I'm in a blazing sun of the day.
It gets too hot.
Well, not my problem. You're old and dying. Drink some water. Put on some sunscreen. Get out there and mow the lawn.
7:30.
No, 7:30, my balls. 9 a.m.
Like the kicking of balls at 7:30.
Your feet don't reach. 9 a.m. is the perfect balance for the go-getters and the weekend resters. People need a break, man. They need a break.
So take some sleeping pills.
Bro.
No, all of them. You ain't sleeping anyway.
Oh, I'm sleeping. You work all week long. You bust your ass and you maybe get 3 hours of sleep combined on a weekend. And every year, we are finding out how important sleep is to our mental and physical health more and more. That hour between 8 and 9 makes a huge difference for the sleeper.
For our mental health.
It does not make that much of a difference for someone starting their lawn. 8 and 9 is nothing for lawn care. It's everything for sleep. By the way, if you're up at 7 and wanting to mow your lawn, it also tells me you don't have much else to do that day.
Yeah, but you want to get it done.
Don't care. If you did have a lot of stuff
to do. I would argue you probably do have stuff to do that day. That's why you're doing it now.
So then do the other stuff first.
Like if you got kids, you got to run around in their activities
all
day.
The scheduling.
Not my problem. Did I tell you to have kids? No.
Also, you're assuming it's just like a lawnmower noise. I mean, this could be people doing work to like their house and other loud things.
Oh, that's going
to
make me even more furious. If you are having house.
Gotta fix some gutters.
If you're up in your gutters.
Yeah.
You're
not going to hear me.
Ladder hitting the side, you screaming as you fall as I'm laughing at you because it's 7 o'clock.
What about like hedge trimmers, leaf blowers?
All of that stuff. Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
If you wake me up at 7 o'clock in the morning with the trimmer or the blower or the mower or whatever, and I see you at 1 in the afternoon standing in your garage, I'm coming over there and I'm melting down on you.
No, you're not.
And I am well within.
You ain't melting crap.
I'm well within my rights to do that.
Why?
Because I'm trying to sleep.
My house, my yard. You can't tell me what to do.
Okay.
I remember somebody saying that. I can maintain my yard however I want.
If
I paid a tax.
If my yard is unkept, it doesn't affect your life.
Oh, so now you get to pick and choose
how
I conduct myself in my yard.
Explain to me.
You totalitarian.
I'm not entirely sure you know what that word means.
I don't know either. But it sounds important and dictatorial.
I can point.
Coming from a huge dick.
Tutorial. I can directly point to you starting early, waking me up, negatively affecting
I'm improving our value of our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, because that's what we need to do right now is improve
you
home
got inner
value.
City Detroit growing up over there.
252 WCMF. There are two towns, at least two towns in Monroe County.
Lawless.
They do not have rules about when you are allowed or not allowed to start mowing your lawn, making noise. Brighton and Henrietta list no specific time, and that has to be chaos. Chaos. Like, you know, I'm not normally one for rules.
Yeah.
But how do you not have guidance? You cannot tell me that there are not neighbors in Brighton and Henrietta who will inevitably get pissed at each other, Google to see when the time starts, and it just gets worse and worse.
Well, here's one of my rules of thumb.
Okay.
So let's say the garbage guy comes around early in the morning. He's already banging and moving that truck around.
Yeah.
Well, why can't I start now? If he's already been down the road making noise.
Because that's gone in 45 seconds.
No, but he goes all the way down the street.
Yeah, but I only hear it in my neighborhood for 45 seconds. You're going to be mowing for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
Quick 30.
It's over.
All right, let's say I don't have a loud mower. Let's say, because, you know, a lot of people now go with these e-mowers.
Uh-huh.
They make noise, but they're quieter. So let's say I have an e-rider.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
It still makes a little bit of noise. You can hear it, but it's quiet compared to like a gas mower.
I don't know, man. I got an e-trimmer, and that thing's still pretty damn loud.
Yeah, but it's not as loud as a gas trimmer.
Still loud enough to wake up my neighbors.
No.
Yeah.
I would say if you have an e-mower, you can mow anytime you want. That's quiet.
No.
It's not a two-stroke.
If you put a silencer on it, then fine.
Put a silencer? James Bond?
Like, you wouldn't love a lawnmower silencer.
That would be pretty cool.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The law should be 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Monroe County wide. It's early enough for you to still do stuff in the day. It is late enough for people that need their sleep to continue to sleep. Keith is on CMF. Hey, Keith, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, Keith. What do you got, buddy?
I'm tired. I didn't get enough sleep. My neighbor was mowing.
That's what I'm saying, Keith.
You lie.
No. What I'm saying is you're not that tired if you're complaining about a lawnmower keeping you up.
Okay. How does
you would be able to sleep.
Okay. All right, Keith, what time do you mow your lawn on a Saturday?
I would never mow it that early because I'm a little anal about it, and if it's got any moisture on it, I'm not mowing it.
Man, you sound like a blad. If you got any moisture on it, I'm not mowing it. But, okay, so you don't mow early, but you're defending the early mowers.
Yeah, when they have to mow their lawn, they have to mow it. Whatever's going on in their life, if that's a lot. The time when they can fit it in,
okay.
Mow it.
All right, Keith, you're a terrible person.
He says, mow it.
I'm terrible because I say live your life.
Yes.
You
want
to control somebody else? Because
I'm trying to live my life, man. You're trying to control my sleeping hours, man.
I'm not. What I'm saying is you'd be able to sleep if you were that tired.
Okay. Keith, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. And by the way, you know that's a lie. The older you get, anything noise made, Kimmy, wakes you up and you're up.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, you can put a time on these things. But you're still going to have, like, one dick neighbor that doesn't care. Like, I have a neighbor who is, like, who makes noise all the freaking time. And I know for a fact that, like, other people have called the cops on him.
Called the cops?
Still does it anyways. Still doesn't give a crap.
I mean, making standard noises or, like...
Oh, my... Like, I don't even know. Like, saws.
Oh.
Blowers. He moves large things around at, like, 3, 4 a.m. Like... I mean, you name the noise that he has made it, and he doesn't care.
You know, you bring up a good question.
And I don't know what they can really do other than fine you.
You keep fining. Fine that man. Fine that man.
Yeah. I mean, he's holding everybody hostage.
You know, with this whole, like, you know, knowing your neighbors in towns that don't have laws, right? Do you know what time your neighbor thinks is appropriate? Do people have that discussion with their neighbors?
Probably not, but I've never heard anybody going at it too early in my neighborhood, and my neighborhood is old.
So the earliest you hear normally is?
Is the widow next door, and she probably fires it up midday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a midday mower.
But
she's kind of weird, though.
Oh, so?
Because she mows twice a week.
Okay. Oh, so she's a better lawnman than you are.
Either that or she's off her meds. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
What? I don't know.
Kimmy, did you ever have a discussion with your neighbors about, like, when noise time is appropriate?
Let's all get together, have a powwow on noise.
No, but I know for a fact that there have been confrontations from multiple neighbors with this guy that makes noise all the time.
Okay.
And it didn't do anything. Like, he just, I think if you have a neighbor that doesn't care, the law doesn't even matter.
I mean, like, I look at it this way.
What's that?
There are two ways you are going to determine when you mow.
Yeah.
Either you have that discussion with neighbors, or you wait to see when you move in a neighborhood when the first person goes.
Okay.
If I am moving into a neighborhood with an early mower, am I allowed to confront that person and be like, listen, man, hey, would you mind pushing it back a little bit?
I guess you could, but you look like a dick.
Why?
You could, and that guy could also take it as, well, he thinks he could try to tell me what to do. I'm going to be a bigger dick.
Yeah, like you're the mayor of the neighborhood. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, sure.
You give a guy, let's say you got an event going on in the house. You got a graduation, birthday party.
Yeah.
Anniversary, something like that.
Sure.
People all coming over. So you got to get the yard done, you know, for the prom pictures, all that stuff. You give a guy some slack because he's got to get it done early because then he's got to set all that stuff up.
Oh, I hear you. Okay, yeah, I'll give him slack. Let me ask you a question along those same lines.
Sure.
So I'm having that party that night. And I got a lot of people over.
Yeah,
DJ. It'd be fun. We got noisemakers.
Yeah, karaoke machine.
Yeah, we'll be doing that till 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as long as we
No. The party is going till 11 o'clock.
Party can go.
But it's scheduled till
11. Music stops at 8.
No, 8?
But the party can go.
8.
But shush.
No, I pay the DJ till 11.
11?
Well, you just said you want me to make an exception for you. Absolutely. Make this exception for me.
What time does the party start?
Noon.
Noon?
It's an all-day thing, in and out.
That's a music fest.
Yeah.
What do you got, Coachella going on back there?
I mean, Kimmy, what is the latest you're willing to tolerate, like a party?
Party
in somebody's
noise.
Yeah.
A party? Like on a weekend?
Friday, Saturday night.
I honestly, like, I don't want to dictate your fun. If it's it, if it's like everyday kind of thing, like if it's affecting me now on the weekdays, I'm probably going to be pissed about it. But have your fun on a Friday, Saturday night. What do I care?
Well, what sucks right now is, you know, like my kids are, they're on summer vacation.
Right. Yeah. Like if, I mean, kids are outside, like making noise.
But that's just it. Like there, you may live in a neighborhood with kids who are playing music. They're on their skateboard, shooting a basketball till like, you know, 11, 12, 1 o'clock.
I mean, it sucks, but I'm not saying anything.
Well, no, but no, Tommy, I mean, you just said let people live their lives. So if those kids want to go play basketball in the driveway with a light on till 1 in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Let people live their lives. Didn't you call me?
What are you, the dream team? No.
Didn't you call me dictatorial a second ago?
Yeah, dictatorial.
Yeah, that's the one. See, you're sounding awfully dictatorial.
Okay, your fun shouldn't go into the next day. Right? If you start your
midnight
dreams at on Saturday, is it Friday night? It shouldn't go into Saturday.
So
morning.
I can go till midnight.
Because the NBA will not play a game past 10:30 in some cities.
What?
Yeah.
252-WCMF.
Hey, wrap it up.
Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bobo, how are you, buddy?
So, Duffy, I have a situation for you, and you tell me how you're going to handle it.
Okay, right? I'm on it.
It's January. It's a Saturday. Your girls have to be to hockey practice by 9 a.m.
Okay.
Which you said no noises before 9 a.m.,
No
right?
noises, no noises.
You wake up to find, I don't know, 6-8 inches of snow in your driveway. Do you break out the snowblower?
See, Bob, luckily I have a Honda Pilot. I personally am blowing through that snow, and then I'll handle it when I get back. That's what I'm going to do, Bob, and that's the appropriate thing to do.
What about your wife? She does this. What if she's like, hey,
she,
you got to clear the driveway?
She drives a Volkswagen Atlas from the Hyde family of dealerships. I would also tell her, you blow through that snow, we'll handle it. And by the way, I'm a shoveler, man. I'm not blowing. I'm shoveling.
Shoveling also makes noise if you scrape him.
Not like that. I don't scrape. I'm not. I don't care that much.
You don't go down that.
No, I just need to get enough out where I can move.
Like an entire foot of snow from your entire driveway.
Say that again.
Are you willing to shovel a foot of snow from your entire driveway?
Are you, Patrick?
That's what I do.
Are you committed to a foot of snow?
Bob, I think you were looking for an answer you're not getting, buddy. I care about my neighbors and their sleep, and I care about you too, even though you're kind of being a dick, Bob. That's what I say.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, Bob and I are out blowing.
Bob, thanks for the call, buddy.
We're going to blow all morning.
Tommy and Bob.
Blowing it out.
Couple of blowers.
Couple of blow buddies.
252-WCMF.
Blow buds.
263. Let's talk to Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
Rednecks make noise constantly,
morning.
Man.
Yo. Yes, yes, we do. We do.
There ain't no afternoon.
Hairs here every which way. Listen, if you lived out by me, you would absolutely hate me.
I mean, I don't live near you, and I already hate you.
My neighbor, 800 feet across the road, he used to have a lawn service, and they'd be there at 5 o'clock in the morning mowing.
Oh, I lose
So, usually my wife does the lawn mowing, but if it happens to be on a Saturday, I can jump on a lawnmower. I'm out there at 5:30. 5:30 in the morning. Because if the dew is still on the grass is soft, it gets cut a lot better. If you wait midday, the grass is dry, it's tougher.
You hear yourself right now? You hear yourself?
Yeah.
He's like the opposite of the other guy.
Nail.
You had dreams at one point, Redneck. You were a little boy that had dreams, and now you're calling a radio show about wet mowing versus
wet
dry mowing.
Hey, Tommy knows. He's a good yardsman.
Thank you. But that's coming from a redneck.
He doesn't even mow his lawn anymore. You bitch.
Well, I aged out of the game, man.
I can't do it. Oh, no. My back
he doesn't mow his yard anymore because he's got one of those Mobots.
Ha! Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Mobots.
Leanne writes on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF.
Women don't count in this conversation. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, they don't make noise outside?
No, they don't want you to make noise outside.
They don't? Okay, no. I agree with you then. We'll completely disregard Leanne's comment. Duffy at WCMF on Instagram. She writes, I believe she's talking to me. Mm. We know you need your beauty sleep. Put earplugs in. Why should everyone else cater to
Ooh,
you?
Ooh, she's one of the good ones.
What about the people that work the night shift? It's going to affect someone always. Live your life. Hey. By the way, I get up at 2:30 in the morning. I am field mouse quiet. Because of my neighbors. I don't want to wake anyone else up. I am very conscious of that, as everyone else should be that works shifts like that. And by the way, if somebody worked the night shift and asked me to not mow between certain hours, I would be conscious of that.
Yeah, because you want to get out of it anyway.
That's beside the point.
You're just dying to put that stuff down.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You get online, social media.
Yeah, yeah.
All you see, all kinds of stories about how much better things were back in the day.
Yeah, harken back, Pat.
That's right. But this story, it's the opposite.
Really?
Well, as you browse all these dads from Rochester fighting for your vote, one thing is clear. These dads look a hell of a lot better than the dads we all once knew.
What are you saying?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Voting for the WCMF 2025 Sexiest Dad Contest continues at WCMF.com. We have over 60 dads, and they all want your vote.
Right.
And if you go and browse said papas, you will see something we did not expect when we came up with this idea all these years ago. There are a lot, Kimmy, of good-looking, well-put-together dads.
We got a lot. Yeah, we got a lot of dads showing off the their physique this year, I think, more than in the past.
Even past the shirtless dads. There are a lot of guys that are dressed well.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys that look confident. There are some handsome dads. And I say some more handsome dads than non-handsome dads.
So you're saying better than back in the day.
Well, let me put it this way. If we're being honest,
yeah.
This started as kind of an experiment like all those years ago. We were kind of trying to see how many guys past their prime wanted to put themselves out there and be judged.
Yeah.
And every year, we are more and more shocked by how many men are willing to do this. But I have been surprised, Tommy, how many guys look halfway decent.
Yeah, like we could, with the group we have, we could put together a sexy dad calendar.
100%. I think we may have to leave some dads off.
Will we get through all the months?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think we have at least 15. We could do the Kodak calendar that George Eastman came up with. That's how many sexy dads we have.
And George Eastman would appreciate that calendar. That would have been hanging up in his study. Whoa, 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 young man.
For all of the, yeah, this was better back in the day stories that we hear.
Well, what about the back of the day with real men?
Well,
bodies built with red meat and bourbon.
Would you disagree with
Chesterfields?
Me? Would you disagree with me? They were kings. Yeah. Dads have gotten better looking?
Well, dads take care of themselves. They groom better. They dress better compared to like my generation, my dad's generation, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, they put on a suit.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what was underneath that suit.
Okay, but
until 4th of July.
Based on the way that you're discussing, you're agreeing with me, but it feels like you don't want to agree
with
me.
Well, I had to think about it because, I mean, people dressed nicer back in the day with the suits and the ties and the hats.
Yeah, no, everyone loved a black suit with a black tie and a black hat. But you guys were really pushing boundaries.
But nobody dressed like a slob back then.
Oh, my God. You looked like a slob in a suit.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
Yeah, you did. You looked in the, you had a mirror, didn't you? Got teeth, don't he? I mean, look, think about what your dad, everyone listening, looked like at 30, 40, 50
Well, they
look
like men.
Old.
Okay. They look like men.
Now compare that to the dads of today. To
the coiffed sissy dad.
That's really? You want to go say that? You wouldn't say that some of these dads' faces, pictures, WCMF.com. Look, the dads of today look younger than our dads did at the same age. They care more about trends today than
our dads.
Well,
they care
about
what they put in their bodies.
Oh, I don't even think it goes that far. Kimmy, I mean, maybe your dad's a bad example because he's always been
big gym guy.
Yeah. But like my dad never has cared. Like when my dad hit 30, he stopped caring about trends of anything.
Yeah.
He locked into the same pair of jeans, same pair of shorts, same sneakers, same shirt, and it was over.
Yeah, that's my dad's same way.
And you see dads now into their 30s, 40s, and 50s that care about what they're putting on.
Keep up with their appearance.
Would you disagree?
No, I mean, obviously, they're looking better.
Why are you bothered by this?
I don't know. I don't like it.
No, but like,
but you're, yeah.
You think like, your dad is an ugly, terrible slob.
Yeah.
You're here trying to defend he and his brethren.
I guess they always just look like old men.
Yeah.
Like that's what they're supposed, I guess that's what they were supposed to look like.
Says who?
Said that generation.
Okay.
Like the clothes my brother wore and the clothes my dad wore were completely opposite, right? Where you're like, now your kid might wear the same kind of outfit you wear out.
Yeah, no, I mean, you see dads and sons wearing the same
clothes. Well, I mean, they're more
trendy. Mothers, daughters.
Well, they're trendy.
Yeah.
There was no trend back then.
Do you think the rise of athleisure clothes helps that?
Good call.
Because, like, dads, like, I'm even thinking my dad especially, like, he loves that style because it's comfortable and he feels cool wearing
ball
it.
Ball freedom.
And I think it doesn't age you the way following other trends might.
I think that's a good call.
So I think, you know, it is a little easier for dads to look updated with that style.
Okay, so let's break this down then, going down that road. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Would you agree that dads of today looked better than the dads we grew up with based on all the guys we have, over 60 of them at WCMF.com?
Their physique, how they
dress,
groom.
How they carry themselves. I mean, look, even if, you know, you're a big old fat guy with a big old gut, you probably still look better than that equivalent of a dad 40, 50 years ago. Mm. So let's get into the potential reasons. I like your athleisure theory, okay? Are there more pride from dads today than there were from dads in the past?
Yeah, and I think that has to do with the wives having more say of how you go out the door.
Okay, so now that gets into the second one. You think our wives or girlfriends have more to do with it than men themselves?
I think they got a role in it.
Okay.
They'll kind of shape you a little bit.
So they're keeping us trendy?
Well, push you in the right direction.
Okay. I mean, it does.
They'll nag you into fashion.
Did you ever hear your mother talk about what celebrities she thought were handsome?
Yeah, she loved Paul Newman.
Okay, well, who didn't? But that never, like, inspired your dad? It never bothered your dad?
No, he thought it was funny.
Okay.
He was like, you know, hey, you got a shot. she had a couple of them, like, you know, heartthrob, old, you know, the old set.
Okay, like but that, that's weird to me that your dad would hear that stuff and not be a little bit like, whoa.
No.
Like, I kind of thought that.
Because, like, my father thought anybody that was on television was probably gay.
Okay.
I mean, that's the generation, right?
What? He thought everybody?
Not even gay, but, like, not a real man. Like, he's an actor. You know, he never worked for a living. You know, they write these scripts and they put makeup on their face like a bunch of girls.
Okay.
You know, he was from that generation. Like, if you didn't do, like, manly stuff, like sit on your ass and sell, he thought you were, you know, less of a guy.
Okay.
Did your dad have...
Not a threat.
Did he have, like, an idol, though, or a guy that he looked up to? Because, like, I'm thinking of, like, you know... You, Pat, probably have, like, your sports heroes that you look up to and have followed even in retirement. Like, did your dad have a guy like that that he wanted to model himself after or thought was cool and, you know, maybe took some tips from?
As far as, like, a celebrity?
Yeah.
So, I can't think of anything, but he loved being Sicilian, like, when The Godfather came out.
Okay.
Like, those kind of movies, mm-hmm. He loved. He loved that you know, that story. But he would also say it's all made up, there is no mafia. So I would say those guys.
But what's even funny about that is it doesn't take much work to look like a guy, right, an extra in The Godfather.
Well, right, because that's the way they all look.
Yeah, you just be a fat guy in a suit.
Right, which, you know, just add a shape and put on a fedora.
252-WCMF. You know, as we talk about the wives, because I do think that plays a lot into it too.
Oh, yeah.
Our wives are pushing it. That could also be pushing this in a negative way as well.
Right.
Well, like your dad, Tommy, was never getting a divorce.
No.
Just was not going to happen.
No, you were locked in.
And your dad did not have to stay trendy or good-looking to keep your mother
interested. He didn't have to do a goddamn thing.
Is it possible that the dads of today are staying on point, knowing that they may have to go find someone else new again?
Could be, but looking for that exit, man.
Well, because think about it. I mean, the rare divorce cases from the 60s and 70s,
yeah,
that guy was in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You were bald, you were fat.
Yeah.
You had nothing going
on. A little bit.
You weren't going, you know what I mean? Like, you weren't going to bars where there were women hanging out.
Yeah.
Right? Where... Today, unfortunately, I mean, that's a more common occurrence.
You're going to go on the hunt.
I mean, is it in the back of the head of dads? Like,
could be. If this doesn't work out, I got to go back in the game.
I have a question, because we know that, you know, every generation, like, dads became a little bit closer with their kids and raising their kids and being more involved. Do dads want to look cool to their kids? Mm. Is that also keeping them feeling or looking younger because, like, they're taking more tips from their kids, whereas, like, your dad, Tommy, didn't care about what his kids thought.
No.
To answer that question, living in it right now, no matter how hard you try, you will never look cool
to
your
kids.
I mean,
like, as your daughters, even if your daughters are adults, though, like my dad still asks my brother, like, what's cool and, like, what his friends are wearing.
Okay. All right. I will ask my daughters when I'm walking out the door and something I'm not confident in, how does this look? And they have always told me I look like an idiot. Like, there's never been a time where either of my girls, and my youngest one is kind, where either of them have been like, you look handsome. Like, my older one is always going to tell me I'm an idiot. Even my youngest one's like, no, you look stupid. You're ugly.
Yeah, because you're a dad, man.
Well, but I'm a dad trying. I'm a dad trying.
Trying, all right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do dads today look better than the dads of the past? Let's talk to Dan. Hey, Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, it's your big day. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Danny boy. Thank you.
And you are nailing it as a dad.
Thank you again, Dan. Thank you.
Yep, and love your mom. Peace out.
Wait, that's all? Okay, great.
That's it?
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Timmy hit it right on the head. You have a relationship, like, I'm in my 60s, and I have a relationship with both my daughters in their 20s, and they kind of inspire you to look better, how you dress, you know, keep better shape. It's because of our relationship that, you know, kind of keeps me in shape and in fashion.
Okay, so you admit that your kids are the driving force.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the wife, because they inspire the wife. So the wife's into these trends. The kids are into the trends. So you kind of fall into it because of the influence of both of those people. You know what I mean?
Okay, so Mike, you've been in the dad game a long time. He's around your age, Tom.
Yeah.
What is the trendiest thing you do? Like, has there been anything recently where you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm doing this?
I go to Comic-Con with my kids. They all go. They keep you young, man. They really do. You go to New York City, you involve yourself in all that kind of younger stuff. We talk about, you know, the kind of things that we like, the stuff that I grew up on that they're now into, like, 100%, like Star Wars. That has kept our family, like, close-knit. Because of that dynamic, we share that interest. And now the interest is even more prominent because of the, you know, the whole Disney thing. And they've kind of taken the ball with Star Wars, and it's influence an entire different generation.
All right, so Mike, you have a better relationship with your kids than you had with your dad because of those trends.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was no relationship really with a father other than being a father. You know what I mean? We didn't like fish or hunt or do any of that stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, no Star Wars fishing. So, Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. So, Mike sees this as a positive.
All right.
Not just from a look standpoint, but from a relationship
standpoint. Yeah, he's elevated his game.
However, it seems not everyone sees this as a positive.
Oh.
Well, we do have a saying in this show, on this show, men call, women write.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't know why.
Me too. Come on, ladies.
Erica writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF.
Erica.
The easiest way to get us. She says, I think parents these days are in denial that they are getting older. Moms are dressing like their teenage daughter, and I assume dads have the same mentality. A little silly, if you ask me, but I guess it makes sense if we're all living longer.
Yeah, I think you fight the aging process. Guys do now. My father's generation, he didn't care. I mean, as he aged, he didn't care. You know, his hair, his face, whatever.
Okay, but here's the thing. You wanted to go after Erica, but she said something that you have been saying for years.
What I say for you?
That moms dressing like their daughters are a negative.
Well, they are trying to hold on to their youth.
What's wrong with that?
It's all right if you got the frame for it.
No, you can wear a hoodie and athleisure pants.
Okay.
You don't need the No.
What?
Do you judge a woman if she walks out the door in a similar outfit to her teenage daughter?
If she can pull it off.
What is pulling it off?
I don't believe you. I think you're judging any woman that does it, whether or not they can pull it off.
Good-looking woman is a good-looking woman.
Put that on a T-shirt somewhere.
But if you had the, you know, you got a little gabagool over here.
For God's sakes.
And it's holding on for dear life.
Are you dead and the Godfather all of a sudden?
You know what I'm saying. You can't go cankling downtown.
Cankling downtown? Sounds like a 20s like flapper. Cankling downtown.
You're gonna be arrested for
downtown. Cankling downtown.
You know, as we talk about, you know, with our sexiest dad competition going on, you can go vote right now at WCMF.com. One dad is taking home a watch valued at $500 from our friends at Heritage Jewelers. If you really want to see how far we've come as dads,
yeah.
Put on any sitcom from the 70s, 80s, or early 90s. Because those dads you are watching on TV.
Rated belt dads.
Yes, but Kimmy, they're in their late 30s to early 50s.
I know.
And they look 60 to 80.
Yeah.
Like Norm from Cheers just, or was it Norm from Cheers?
Yeah, George Wendt. What?
Just died. No, yeah, George Wendt. His name's not Norm. His name is George Wendt.
No,
we're talking about the character.
If you knew who I was talking about, you knew who I was talking about.
Norman DeMars.
No one's going to be like, Norm? Oh, George Wendt. What else was he?
He was in a few movies. He was in Fletch. He played a junkie.
Oh, I forgot he was in Fletch. Okay, anyway. That guy?
Yes.
Looked 50, and he was 32 when he started
their
role.
Their whole cast looked in their 60s.
But that's what I mean. Like, everyone back in the day on TV as adults looked 15 years older than they actually were, at least compared to what we are now. We got more Instagram messages coming in. Julie writes us on our theory that dads are better looking today than they ever have been. She writes, dads look better today because they are more selfish than they used to be. They used to go to work hard, come home. Now they have skincare routines, workout routines, and hobbies that don't involve the family. Dads today are more selfish?
No, I'm saying dads are more engaged with their family than my dad was.
Thank
selfish.
You. Thank you.
Period.
That is, Julie has the worst take I've ever heard in my life. How could you be more selfish than our dads?
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be pretty tough.
What would be left to take?
Like, can you think of a single moment that your father self-sacrificed?
No, but if you ask him, you know, it'd be all the stuff that benefited him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, it's not like now, it's like all of our dads, like, if you're under a certain age, played, like, rec sports. Those still exist, so I guess maybe that would be like a selfish thing a dad would be into.
Well, our dads would argue they took us to the softball games. That was family bonding time. And then they took us to the bar and let us play golden tea while they were drinking.
That still exists, so maybe people see people participating in those types of things as being a selfish parent.
No, I mean, I don't know. Just look at your schedule, man.
Tell me about it. Ugh.
You probably do more in a month than my old man would do in 7 lifetimes with his family.
But just the fact that Pat cooks sometimes. Like, I know dads that you know, split, the mom and dad split the meals, you know. That never really existed
before. You know, it's great. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
My daughters have taken an interest in learning how to cook.
Great.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Except I'm terrified my house is going to blow up.
Yeah, but look, get a couple of reprieves.
Gas stove, man. You know what I'm saying? You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta learn.
Like, my daughter was trying to make chicken wing dip yesterday.
Chicken wing dip?
Yes. Like, she asked my wife to go, my oldest, to go get stuff to make chicken wing dip. And just getting the chicken off of the bone. I just put on plastic nails.
Oh, God.
The chicken. Will you pull it? I'm not going to pull the chicken. It's the easiest part of making the dip.
All right, it's her nails.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Conservation is important, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. You got to protect things.
Yeah, especially here in New York State. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of hunters, folks that like to go hiking, just enjoy the wildlife.
You got to be a guardian.
You do.
To nature.
So this is an important list that was put out by the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Let's get after it.
But Kimmy has a very important, valid question.
Yeah.
Because with these specifically, how the hell would you know?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I have in front of me a list that was updated for the first time, Kimmy, did it say, since 1999?
Yes. First time in a while.
The State Wildlife Grants Program has allowed the state to go document and figure out which animals are added to the endangered species list here in New York. And it looks like there's a frog in there, certain
a
type
frog,
of frog.
So you
gotta watch out for this frog.
Maybe drop it off.
But, Kimmy, several of them are fish.
Yeah.
Endangered fish.
Right, yeah.
Which led to a question from Kimmy.
Yeah. Because, and maybe this, people who are outdoorsmen, maybe they're going to laugh at me for asking this, but how do they know a fish is endangered? Especially when they haven't updated the list in like 30 years. I guess, like, how did you know at that time how many were down there? Mm. And how do you know how many are currently down there? Because it's not something you can see, like visually see, like I see less bears or I see less, I'm tracking less, you know, deer or something. How do you know that there are less of that type of fish?
I think that is the smartest question.
How do you do a fish head count?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe you could say, like, you're catching less of them, but...
Or maybe they just got smarter.
Oh, yeah, they figured out that whole hook routine.
There you go. No, I think that's the smartest question you've ever asked on this show. How do you know if a fish is in
it could have swam someplace else and hanging out.
Because, like, they track bears and bobcats and all
maybe,
that stuff.
Like, in smaller bodies of water, it's easier to figure that out. But
they know it in the ocean. They know, like, the sea turtles were endangered. They knew, like,
but they track sea turtles.
They do, but first they had to realize, hey, we're running low on sea turtles.
Well, but sea turtles also come onto the land.
All right, so they show their head.
Right? Well, and that's how they birth, right?
They drop eggs.
So you got all that stuff. So you would be able to see it there. Sharks is another interesting category. Although sharks, they're on the surface a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm just thinking out loud.
Whale does the same thing.
Yeah, how do you?
They're so fat.
But how do you know whales are endangered?
Well, because we were actually hunting and fishing them.
And then you did track them, too. Like, do they track these specific fish? Do they put, like, a collar on it?
Oh.
Is there, like, a chip in the fish?
Fish and chips? Delicious.
But then how would you know if that's the only, if that's one fish or 1,000 fish? Because, like, fish like to hang out with other fish, right?
Yeah. So why are they?
It just seems like of all the animals.
It's got to be that we're catching too many of them. Because that's the only way you would know.
Okay.
Like, you're overfishing, like, a certain type of fish.
Well, but how would you know that?
Because you're not catching them as like Kimmy said, like you're catching worms.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
I get what you're saying.
Right. It's got to be.
Are we sure they just didn't go somewhere else?
Well, it could. But if you're in a lake, where are you going?
Well, the lakes have water because there are ways to get in and out.
Yeah,
of lake.
So you just go to the other lake. Are they on that lake? Take the other lake over there. No, Chuck is two lakes down to the left.
Can't you get into the Erie Canal from
Lake
Ontario?
Yeah, but I'm talking like Canandaigua Lake.
Okay.
What does that feed into?
There's something.
Saying, like, pretty isolated.
What feeds into? Can you Google what feeds
into? It's got to be a stream that goes somewhere else.
No, that's or a creek or something.
Oh, the creek.
No, I just.
You got to check the creek, Pat.
I'm asking a serious question.
I am too.
No, you're not. You just think lakes happen?
No, but I know they feed into other things.
No, but that's how the fish would get there or get out of there.
But just follow the creek.
Two creeks down, one lake over.
two creeks to the left.
252 WCMF, Kimmy, with the greatest question maybe ever asked on this show, with these fish that are now named as endangered species in New York State, how do they know the fish are endangered?
And, like, I'm wondering, like, how good they were at tracking it, you know, back in the 90s compared to now.
So you're questioning the data, Kimmy!
Yeah. I guess I just don't know.
Don't believe everything you read. What feeds in, do we know what feeds in a Canandaigua Lake?
So it says... West River, Naples Creek.
Okay. Oh, Naples Creek.
West River, Naples Creek.
Yeah.
Seneca Point Creek. There's a bunch of creeks and gullies.
Oh, we forgot about the gully.
Oh, good gully washer.
Question.
Yeah.
What's a gully?
A gully is less of a creek.
Are you just making that up?
Yes. But it sounds about right,
no,
right?
No, I don't. I've
like
never,
a gully doesn't seem as big as a creek.
I've never seen a gully.
Like, you've never lost somebody. You can get washed away in a creek. We've lost people in creeks.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever been washed away in a gully.
No, but if you say those two things side by side, a gully sounds bigger than a creek. Creek really? Sounds small.
Oh, I was going the other way.
No, gully doesn't sound
so
bigger.
So how deep is a gully?
One of my favorite Bee Gees songs.
How deep is your gully?
How deep is your gully?
How deep is your gully?
I really need to know. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. All right, we got folks that are going to help us out here.
Like marine biologists?
Well, it's funny. Amy says has an answer, but we've asked 15 questions, so I don't know what answer she has. We'll find out. Amy's on CMF. Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us? She already sounds impatient with us.
No, I'm trying to figure out which of the 15 questions I'm going to answer.
All right, let's start with how do they know the fish are endangered, Amy?
Well, you're right. You have to do fish counts. So there are ways of tracking your fish counts from doing, like, official surveys and with collections.
So they go down there? So it's like the census? You send a college kid down there with a clipboard, you talk to the fish, how many fish live in this docile? How do I get to Frank's, two creeks over, one gully left?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then you talk to fishermen on the shores and see what
those guys are reliable about everything. Crusty
well,
old fishermen.
You know?
Okay, Amy, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess the other thing is looking at what fish are being caught, if they're predator fish or prey fish. So if you have a lot of large predator fish, they can only eat certain things, or if they're only small prey fish that are in there, then the larger fish may not be.
Okay, what's a gully?
Looking at, like, a gully?
What's a gully?
Oh, you're asking somebody who comes from crypts and...
Okay.
She's a crick girl.
Well, no, but it seems
she ain't no gully washer.
It seems Canandaigua has both cricks and gullies. It doesn't seem like they're exclusive, Amy, to specific bodies of water.
I don't know.
Oh, don't have all the answers, do you, Amy? Called up all arrogant. Let me ruin my mouth about fish facts. Can't even tell me what a gully is.
Oh, I was back on the 15 questions. That was number 16.
Amy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
There goes Amy with no gully answer.
Mm-hmm.
Can we Google what a gully is?
A gully is a small valley or channel created by running water, especially after heavy rain or snow melt, that erodes soil over time.
So that's smaller than a
creek. It's essentially a ditch or narrow ravine formed by water flow. So it's,
yeah, it's a wet ditch.
I mean, it's to Tommy's point, it's kind of like a smaller version of a creek.
There you go. See?
An on and off again creek.
Oh, you nailed it.
So it could dry up.
I feel like we should switch the names of creek and gully.
Okay.
Because like that sound makes it sound gully. Deeper. No, gully, right? It sounds deeper. Right? It's like lake. Ocean, right? Yeah. Ocean is deeper. 252 WCM. All right. Amy explained.
Nothing.
Well, no, she explained how they count.
She did, and then
we go down.
We
there
didn't listen, as usual.
But Jim, he thinks he has an idea.
All right. Fishing Jim?
Jim, you fisherman?
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you got for us, buddy?
All right. So I think they're more on the rare side or being endangered more because of invasive species.
Ah.
Like Canisius Lake. They had the alewives that are basically choking everything out, eating like all the small algae and stuff like that that other feed fish might eat.
They're greedy.
There's plant invasive species that may drive something out. So there's in the last 20 years, there's been huge issues with invasive species, such as zebra mussels.
All right.
I don't know if you've heard about them. And
oh, yeah. Everybody, we were just talking about them yesterday.
Well, Tommy just got a plate of them down the street.
Delish. Got them at Rockies.
Can't
get out the pot all day.
And the way they count fish, basically, is I live on Silver Lake. So what they do is they bring the conservation department, brings shocks fish. They come to the surface. They map how many they got in what area. And so they can do
that. Wait, they knock them out?
Well, they stun them.
Okay, that sucks for the poor fish. I have no idea what's... Hey, just being a fisher. Oh, God, no! Oh, okay, going back to being a fish again. Hey, Jim, I got to take some more calls, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right. Hachiroku.
Hachiroku?
Writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCM.
I think I said whiskey. I got you today.
I think you're right. Seagulls are supposedly, quote, endangered, but considering how many of them there are absolutely everywhere all the time, I won't trust anything on this list until that one is fixed.
So seagulls?
According to Harry Kachu.
All right.
I don't know. All right. We got time for one more call.
All right.
I got a Woody and I got a Wainer. Who do you trust more with?
A Wainer?
Wainer?
That's his actual name.
It says here in the call screener, Wainer.
I'm going to go Wainer.
All right. Wainer wins. Wainer, you got the last word on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How do you not know me? I was the 2023 Sexiest Dance Winner.
Oh, yeah, that was like when we weren't taking it serious. Now it's like a real competition.
Sorry, Wainer.
Yeah, it's like when Babe Ruth played against guys that were also plumbing in the offseason.
Yeah, and I believe that year we had like 70 contestants. This year is weak.
Yeah, well, this call started off awesome, Wainer. Thank you. You were saying.
And I want my watch. I didn't get a watch.
Yeah, you're not getting a watch, Wainer.
Perfect. So the last guy was pretty right about the fish. Certain fish, they do certain things. So the sturgeon and stuff up north, they tag them. They catch them in a net, and then they tag them. But out in the lakes, they do the shock thing, and they float to the surface, and they count them.
It sounds horrible, but I kind of want to watch that happen at the same time.
An explosion.
Does it kill any of them?
Well, I'm sure it does a few.
Yeah, the old ones.
How about that? I've only got two good fish years. Like, oh, God, no! Grandpa's gone. Well, Wainer, listen, congratulations again on being the founding father of the Sexiest Dad. We're very proud of you. You're not getting a watch.
Inaugural.
What's that? Yeah, inaugural. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Please refer to me as inaugural champion.
I'm not going to do it until you pronounce the word right.
Inaugural.
Nope.
Inaugural.
He sounds like you.
He may be right.
Yeah, I don't think he is. Wainer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. He's sexy, but he can't use his mouth. Wainer. All right, let's take a break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.